The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, welcoming you to a special edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. We have Maria Muldaur.
She wants your passion and your caress. She wants your hands on her and a soulful kiss. But she's looking for more than just that, son. There's got to be something under the good times and fun. She wants steady love.
Steady love.
Oh, steady love.
Steady love.
When the chips are down, the kind you can't be sure of is that steady love. Well, she might like flowers, she might like a poem. She'd like it better if you stayed at home and cooked with her and did a little dance. 'Cause when the kitchen is happy, love has a chance. She wants steady love.
Steady love.
Settle down. Might have written books or made CDs to sell, but they mostly just think about themselves. She wants steady love.
Steady love.
Oh, steady love.
Steady love.
Oh, Lord, when the chips are down, the kind you can't be sure of is that steady love. Tell me about that steady love.
Welcome legendary blues singer Maria Muldaur to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Probably best known for her mega hit Midnight at the Oasis, she's received numerous awards and nominations. Her most recent CD, Steady Love, shot to number one on the Living Blues charts and earned a nomination for Best Traditional Female Blues Artist from the Blues Foundation. And on Friday night, June 28th, Maria is going to make a very rare and wonderful Los Angeles appearance. She's going to be playing at McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica. Thank you so much for joining us, Maria.
My pleasure, Carolyn. Always great to talk with you.
tell me a little bit about your show. You're going to be playing at McCabe's.
Yes, it's very rare. Every time I send an e-blast out to all our fans, I get many letters, some of them almost disgruntled, from people in the L.A. area asking why we never come there. So I'm really happy that we're finally coming and doing a show at McCabe's, a place I've played at many times before. And I will be down there with my Red Hot Louisiana band. I'll be doing many songs from the Steady Love album you just mentioned, but actually, if you really want to be up to the minute, that was my 39th album, and I recently recorded my 40th album, which is a tribute to a wonderful inspiration and influence on me, a wonderful blues woman named Memphis Minnie. So on this show, I'm going to be doing a combination of very upbeat, kind of swampy, New Orleans, funky, bluesy tunes. That's what we call Bluesiana music. And from the Steady Love album, because I recorded it down in New Orleans, and it's just full of lots of upbeat, kind of bluesy R&B grooves and so forth. And we'll also be doing a lot of stuff from the Memphis Minnie album. The album's called First Came Memphis Minnie. And I actually enlisted the help of many of my soul sisters in the blues, who also feel the way I do about Memphis Minnie and her music, and also feel inspired by her. So on that album is Bonnie Raitt, Phoebe Snow, may she rest in peace, Coco Taylor, now also no longer with us, as well as one of my new favorites, Miss Ruthie Foster, and Rory Block. And so they joined me on that album, as well as a lot of wonderful guitar players, because Memphis Minnie was known for her guitar playing. But anyway, we're going to be doing a combination of material from both of those most recent albums, and of course everybody's old favorites, because we quickly learned that no matter how many new albums we have out, and if you do the math, it's 40 years, I hate to admit it, but it's 40 years since that goofy little song, Midnight at the Oasis. And in that time, I've made 40 albums. So, of course, we're always the most excited to come out on the road and share the newest material with people. But we quickly learned that there were several tunes we better not show up anywhere without doing. And the guys in the band call them the Big Three, and that's because they're everybody's old favorites. You know, Midnight at the Oasis, Don't You Feel My Leg, It Ain't the Meat, It's the Motion. It's just songs that bring back a lot of X-rated memories for people from way long ago. So we like to mix it up. And so to answer your question, I'll be doing all of the above and more.
Great. Well, the racy lyrics are certainly a big part of Memphis Minnie.
Oh, yeah. She just was wonderful. She was a liberated woman decades before anyone dreamed up the word, you know, the idea of women's lib. She and her other sisters in the blues back in those days just up and liberated themselves, you know, against all kinds of adversity and all kinds of challenges. You know, there were social barriers, racial barriers, financial barriers, all kinds of things that were conspiring to keep women very much in their place, and yet they rose above that. And she most of all, because she didn't just sing the blues, she also wrote and recorded over 250 of her own great songs that women still want to record and perform today, and also played absolutely bitchin' guitar. She just was unbelievable, and was also smart enough to marry not one but several great guitar-playing husbands. And so it led a very rich life. I'd love to do a movie about her. I think it would be an amazing movie. But be that as it may, in the meantime, I'll just try to keep the spirit and the music of Memphis Minnie alive by performing her songs wherever I go. So we're looking forward to bringing this kind of material to the audience at McCabe's. It's a great little place. It's got a great little listening room. We usually really go balls to the wall, this band and I, but we're going to try to contain ourselves a little bit and, you know, keep it a little polite but still pretty funky.
Keeping things funky, we're going to have more with Maria Muldaur in just a little bit. In the meantime, here's another track from her Steady Love CD, Blues Go Walkin'.
Stay here, but my blues go walking, my blues go walking, they go out walking. I try to stay here when I'm going down. I try to stay here, but my blues go walking around. I lay in my bed, but my blues go walking, my blues go walking, they go out walking. I stay in my bed and I don't even make a sound. I lay in my bed, but my blues go walking around. My blues go walking, they go out looking, someone's burning. What someone's cooking, someone's moaning, someone's out of her nightgown. My blues go looking, my blues go walking around. Take it to town. Don't fall in love, or your blues will go walking around. Well, I try to stay here, but my blues go walking, my blues go walking, they go out walking. I try to stay here when I'm going down. Try to stay here, but my blues go walking around. Well, I try to stay here, but my blues go walking around.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 a.m. and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network, and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and tonight we have more with Maria Muldaur from her First Came Memphis mini CD. This is Long As I Can See You Smile.
Long as I can see you smile, then I know there's hope in you and I. I'm just like a baby child. Wherever you go, I want to be by your side.
Memphis mini CD.
Long as I can see you smile.
Isn't that the sweetest little song you ever heard?
Yeah.
I always dedicate that to any of the loving couples in the house. She wrote it to one of her guitar-playing husbands, and it's just a sweet little love song. A lot of her songs are tell really tales of hardship, and I mean, I think her music, her songs. I'm a huge fan of Kenneth Burns and love everything he does. But to me, listening to some of Memphis Minnie's songs evokes such a vivid picture of what life was like in the 20s and 30s and 40s living in the rural South, and what life was like for women, and also what life was like for everybody back in those times. She just draws really, really clear pictures of very real-life situations, and that's why they still resonate today, I think. I mean, people, it's not like doing some kind of antiquated, antique material that just, you know, is sort of in a musical museum somewhere. These songs still live and breathe, and women really relate to them, because she's telling her own story, but she's also telling, I think any good song is both very personal and universal, and that's what I love about Bob Dylan's songs. And of course, he's the king of all songwriters. But Memphis Minnie, she does a pretty good job of doing that. The songs are very personal, and yet they tell universal stories. And the women in my audiences really relate to these tunes, and the men do too. But she's just something else, and I'm just honored and privileged to have had all these great gals on that album with me, and that also made it to number one on the Living Blues charts for a minute and a half there. And but these songs just still have something to say, so I'm going to keep singing them.
Well, they're terrific songs. In my girlish days, the Phoebe Snow cut you have on the album.
Isn't that amazing? That's my favorite cut in the album. That and the one Bonnie did of Ain't Nothing and Ramblin', and both tell stories of young women just having to leave home at an early age and take her chances out in the world, and what happens to you when you're out there. I ran away from home when I was 17, and when I sing In My Girlish Days, it's like that's the story of my youthful misadventures, you know. But luckily, in the song, it has a happy ending, and in my life, it had a happy ending. So, you know, there's a lot of wisdom in the blues, and certainly in Memphis Minnie's songs, there's plenty of wisdom for us to learn from.
Also from the Then Came Memphis Minnie CD, here's Phoebe Snow with In My Girlish Days.
Late out at night, trying to play my hand through my window, I slipped a man. I didn't know better. Oh, boys, in my girlish days. My mama cried, Papa did too. Oh, daughter, look what a shame on you. I didn't know better. Oh, boys, in my girlish days, I flagged a train, didn't have a dime, I tried to run away from that home of mine. Oh, boys, in my girlish days, I hit the highway, caught me a truck, 1970, remember when things were tough, and I didn't know better. Oh, boys, in my girlish days, well,
Moldar. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley. Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 a.m. and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
This is Carolyn Fox inviting you to get down and dirty, but in a soulful kind of way. From her Steady Love CD, this is Maria Muldaur singing, Please Send Me Someone to Love.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace of mind. But if it's not asking too much, please someone to love. Show this tired, funky old world, oh Lord, please show us how to get along. 'Cause peace on earth can't happen till everybody's hate and greed are gone. But if it's not asking too much, and every night wondering how this world got in so much trouble, and the answer, you know the answer is always the same, that unless man puts an end to all his greed, hostility and sin, all his hate and all his violence is gonna put this world in a flame. What a shame. Just because, oh Lord, just because I'm in so much misery. Oh Lord, you know I don't want nobody's sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please, please send me someone to love. Such a great big old ugly, funky, stinking, rotten, disgusting, revolting old mess of trouble. But unless man learns how to put an end to all his greed, hostility, and sin, all his hate and violence is gonna put this world in a flame. What a shame. Just because, oh Lord, just because I'm in so much misery, you know I don't want nobody. Oh Lord, you know I don't want nobody's sympathy. But if it ain't asking too much, someone to love.
Let's continue our conversation with Muriel Muldaur about her CD, Steady Love.
I love that album.
Oh, thank you. That's one of my favorite things I ever did, and I had such a ball in New Orleans doing it with all my favorite musicians. And it only took us a few days to we had one rehearsal, then we went to the studio the next day, set up our instruments, and while the engineer was getting sounds, we kind of went over the songs a little bit, and 2 days later we had recorded the whole album, because the guys down there are so amazing. They're such great musicians, and the music came very naturally. It was very unforced. It was not overly arranged or orchestrated. It was just funky to the bone, and I still love listening to it.
Oh, it's tremendous. When I first heard Please Send Me Someone to Love, your version of it on that, it was like I just parked the car. I was listening in the car. It's like, I can't get out.
Oh, my God.
That's it. You know, whatever my errand was, it's got to wait, because there's a tune happening here.
Well, thank you. I've sung that song for many, many years, and I usually end my first set with it. By the way, I'll be doing that at the shows at McCabe's. And it's an old Percy Mayfield song. He wrote it during the last Cold War in the early 50s. And what I love about the song is that he managed to wrap up into one little song a very fervent and heartfelt prayer for world peace and personal love fulfillment. And I can't think about two things I'd rather be praying about. The song is just a universal song. Everybody's longing for personal love fulfillment, and everybody's longing for peace on earth. So what a heavy song, huh?
It is.
And I've been singing it for years, and people usually rush up to the CD table and say, I want the album that had that song you just did on it. Well, I'm a little slow on the uptake. Finally, after singing it live for about 20 years, I had the brilliant idea to include it on an album. So we did, and I'm very glad I did that, because people have been wanting to get a hold of it for a long time.
Well, and the title track is also quite something, Steady Love.
That's a wonderful song. I heard Greg Brown, another one of my very favorite songwriters. I probably recorded about, this might be the fifth song of his I recorded. I recorded two on the Steady Love album, Steady Love and Blues Go Walkin'. Plus, I've done other songs on other albums. But I heard it, and he did a very simple version in his sort of folk way that he records. But I heard it as a kind of a Al Green style, Memphis with Memphis horns. I mean, it's just got a lot of that good kind of blues preaching in it about what is it a woman really wants, let me tell you. And the answer is steady love. And that was a lot of fun to record down in New Orleans. And it's got that little Memphis groove, which I'm very partial to. So that was a fun one.
Well, it's a terrific song with another kind of terrific message. And great live horns. I mean, real horns.
Yeah.
When do you hear that anymore?
Yeah, is everybody using synthesized horns? I guess they are.
Yeah.
Well, in New Orleans, you don't have to do that. There's fabulous real horn players, you know, standing on every corner. So there was no problem getting real horns at all. And real but great backup singers, too.
Oh, absolutely. New Orleans is like no other place on earth for music.
That's true. That is so true. And that's why I had to go back there to do that one. Speaking of background singers, my lovely daughter Jenny Mae Maldor is singing harmony with me on Rain Down Tears and also on a beautiful tune that Rick Vito wrote called I Am Not Alone.
Wow. I knew she was a singer, but I didn't know that she was on your album.
I call her harmony singer to the stars. She's toured with Lou Reed all over the world. She's toured with David Byrne, Todd Rundgren, and currently she's a Ronette. She's singing harmony with none other than Ronnie Spector.
Really?
And having a ball doing it. Yeah.
Wow.
But we digress.
I cannot have a conversation with you and not mention my favorite song you've ever recorded, It Feels Like Rain.
You know, I love you for that, Carolyn, because that is my all-time favorite song of all the later recordings and earlier recordings of the 40 I've done. Of all the cuts on all those albums, that cut is my favorite, remains my favorite. And of course, it evokes a sultry, steamy night down in New Orleans, with the air is just pregnant with rain. You just know that any minute it's the moisture in the air is going to actually turn into rain. And it's that sort of that little pregnant pause before that happens. And it's just a song that always puts me in a kind of dreamy, dare I say, sexy mood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think it's the most sensual song ever recorded.
Well, thank you.
You know, I mean, it really is just so there.
I'm really glad you feel that way. That makes me know you really get my music, Carol, and that's why it's always fun to speak with you.
Well, and it's always my pleasure as well. I want to remind people that you're going to be in Southern California. Do not miss this. On Friday, June 28th, Maria is going to make a very rare appearance here in Los Angeles. She almost never gets to Los Angeles. And she's going to be at McCabe's Guitar Shop, which is a lovely, intimate venue, 3101 Pico Boulevard in Santa Monica. And if you want tickets for that 10 o'clock show, call 310-828-4497. Or you can just stop by the shop. I think you can buy them online as well. But that's not the only show you're going to be doing in Southern California coming up, is it?
No, because I'm going to be doing something I'm very excited about this summer. I'm going to be doing a series of shows called Spirit and the Blues with an amazing gospel band called the Campbell Brothers. And they're Sacred Steel artists. And Sacred Steel is a type of African-American gospel music that is very traditional and very upbeat, very spirit-lifting, kind of electrifying, really, gospel music that has incorporated a sound you wouldn't think of hearing in gospel music, that of the pedal steel and of the slide guitar. These brothers are just unbelievable. They give really dynamic shows. They've performed all over the world, and much to my surprise and delight, they invited me to do a series of shows with them, and I've always loved gospel music. You can hear that on the Steady Love album, not to mention all my other albums, but on Steady Love, which started out to be a straight-ahead blues album, somehow four gospel songs snuck on the song list. So you can tell it's something I've always loved, especially real old-school African-American gospel music, and so to be asked to perform with them was just like heaven to me, and I'm very excited about the collaboration, and we're going to be at the Skirball Center August 22nd. That's for anybody that loves that kind of music, I sincerely encourage you to come out for that one.
That's Thursday, August 22nd at 8 p.m., and there's no reservations required, and it's a free show, so you need to make your way there.
It is?
It is.
Well, then be there or be square. Come on.
Come on
down and get a little dose of the Holy Ghost and hear some of the finest players and singers you'll ever hear.
Absolutely. It's at 2701 North
Sepulveda.
Thank you. An assist. 2701 North Sepulveda Boulevard, the Skirball Cultural Center, and that's on Thursday, August 22nd. No reason not to be there. Well, I will definitely be there on Friday. Yes, I will. I will be there Friday, the 28th, at McCabe's for your second show. Thank you so much for coming on the show with us tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Carolyn, and thanks so much for supporting my music. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
I'll see you next week. In the meantime,
all right.
Let's hear one of your tunes, my favorite, It Feels Like Rain, Maria Muldaur.
That old river meets the sea. In the sticky heat, I feel you reaching out for me. Out of nowhere, baby, just like a hurricane, and it feels like rain, feels like rain. Lying underneath the stars, right next to you. And I'm wondering how you are and how you do those things you do. Like rain. So you know. I think we just got to settle in for the night and stay right here and keep each other company, baby. So batten down the hatches, baby, but keep your heart out on your sleeve. It looks like we're in for some stormy weather, baby. Oh, but that ain't no cause for us to leave. Just lie right here in my arms and let it wash away the pain. And it feels like rain. Feels like rain. Stay right here tonight, baby.
Feels like rain.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, and just keep each other warm tonight. Well, 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 'cause it looks like rain out there tonight, baby. Just got to stay right here. Ooh, and let me just keep you company tonight.
Stay tuned after the break. Paul Mark of Paul Mark and the Van Dorens is the smartest man in the room. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, 2 full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is on the air every week at this time. Here's the title track from Paul Mark and Van Doren's latest CD, Smartest Man in the Room.
When I was young, my mama made me vow to hitch a ride with a fast-talking crowd. So I scratched a few backs and I licked a few boots. Now they're calling me the smartest man in the room. The traffic stopped when I walked down the street. I'm in the headlines whenever I sneeze. I got baddest man in the room. I got cufflinks, I got ties, monogram shirts, and a humble smile. My past is cloudy, but the future is clear. I'm talking about love when I'm dealing in fear. Smartest man in the
This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, and you can see me on my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. When she's not writing music for the movies, Lori Milan is performing her own work, like this from A Place in the Sun, Without You.
The days were long, but not long as the nights. The silence froze me in motion, waiting to be broken. A cold wind that blew upon me is now a gentle warm breeze. I'm learning to live without you. Clearing out that we hold
Carolyn Fox, thanking you for listening to this edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and inviting you to come back next week when we'll have a whole new show for you. Tonight we're going to pull you out with something special from the Squirrel Nut Zippers. The Suits are picking up the bill.
From where I'm standing,